Blog Talk
Radio. Hey, everybody,
Radio.
And welcome back to Keeping It Real with Cindy. It's been a while since we've had a show, and I'm kind of excited. We have a guest tonight that all of you know. She's been taking care of the wall for all this time on Facebook, the Keeping It Real with Cindy wall. And Lance Bear, Medicine Walker, she's been an angel for me. Our topic tonight is going to be healing from life struggles, triggers, anxiety disorders. We're just going to talk about, you know, all of those issues that people are currently having in life with the pandemic and hurricanes and all of the natural disasters, you know, just to try to help in any way that we can. It's just a discussion, neither Bear or I are doctors of any sort, so if you're having any really big medical problems, you probably need to go see a doctor. We're just here as friends tonight, and with that, I poked Bear on air. Bear, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, how is everybody doing tonight?
Good.
You guys good
and
out in Florida?
Yeah, it's been a beautiful day here today, and I mean, the weather is like perfect in the 70s and breezy and
okay.
You
rub
know
it in, rub
that
it
time
in.
Of
rub it in,
that time
rub
of
it
year.
In.
Yeah. I have to tell everybody that's with. Right, go ahead.
It's 29 degrees here, so just keep rubbing it in, eh?
Oh no, and I wanted to tell everybody, because most everybody that's probably listening tonight or involved in the show knows who you are and knows that you have been keeping the Keeping It Real with Cindy on Facebook wall alive for all this time. And so today, which I should have done a long time ago, I made Bear an administrator on that wall. And she gracefully accepted. I was shocked. And so thank you for that, Bear. And we've been friends for how long? I mean, it's probably been 20 years.
Yeah.
That we've known.
Yeah.
No, are close to it anyway.
Yeah, BTR, man. That was it back in the day. We used to come on. I actually ran shows 6 to 7 days a week. And had several different kind of shows that I was helping to produce, and you were too. And there was a whole cluster of people, and I'm still in contact with quite a few of them that are still active in kind of what I do. And yeah, so it's all good. It's all fun. We all adapted and have gotten older, and even when we don't want to admit it.
Right. And, yeah, I wrapped myself in bubble wrap today so that the show could go on.
Yeah,
you know,
that
was part of my
problem.
Well,
you know,
I think we started. I did some shows, like, I don't know, a long time ago with Stephen Raybell. And then I was on Lizzie's. What was the name of that show? You pretty much ran it back
Almost
then.
Almost
Heaven, and I did Heart to Heart with Cindy show before I took off on my own blog talk. And so, yeah, we have a history.
Yeah, remember Dennis Barnes? We had Dennis Barnes, and Gary was on his show, and Chris, Curious Times, and man,
I missed her.
Was a big deal. I know.
And I talked to her. I don't know, maybe 2 months ago I talked to Chris. And, yeah, she was doing okay. And, you know, she's struggling, don't get me wrong, but I think a lot of people are struggling right now, which is kind of why we're doing the show, right, Bear?
Yeah. I actually had this conversation with a really good friend of mine. She's like one of my sisters. I had that conversation with her this morning. And we were talking, I think there's a lot of us sort of struggling in different ways. Some of it's health, some of it's exhaustion. You know, some people got smacked during the pandemic. It was hard to get used to. But I really come to the conclusion over the past month, I think there's a lot of us that are changing vibrationally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of it, we feel off kilt. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. And I said to my friend this morning, I said, I don't know if it's good or bad, but I'm pretty sure that's what's going on. And just seeing the world a little bit differently, you know?
Right. And, you know, with, I mean, let's face it, we've had so many, you know, kind of, if you want to call them natural issues in the world with the pandemic and with the hurricanes and with the tornadoes and with all of these things that are going on. I think people are also maybe struggling a little bit from post-traumatic stress disorder, from anxiety disorders, from triggers, maybe from, you know, their past. We were kind of talking about that on the phone. You know, you think if you're over the age of 5, you got something in your history, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I look at it, and I think the pandemic kind of put it up close and personal for us, because mm-hmm. a lot of people, and I know I've done it, and I'm sure you've done it too at some time or another, we tend to put things we don't want to really deal with or process through, and I always say we put it into our proverbial closet, right? And mm-hmm. we keep stuff in it over the years, and what the pandemic did really was it locked the world down, so we didn't have a choice, you know.
Right.
We either had to deal with it or not. And I think that's where a lot of the anxiety and stuff comes up, because we tend to leave so much, and then when it hits us all at once, it's hard to process through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I agree. I think that the pandemic kind of brought a lot of stuff home for us, and, you know, especially the people that struggle with being alone. I mean, me, for instance, I was really lucky. First of all, I spent a lot of time, or what you might call alone, when I was caring for my grandparents. But I have waned. And there are so many people out there that were completely alone and not used to that at all. If they're struggling from any type of depression or mental illness or anxieties or whatever, that just makes it even that much more difficult. And, you know, so I think it's just tough that, I mean, mm-hmm. people went through a period that none of us ever thought we'd have to go through in our lifetime. I mean, let's face it. When was the last time we had a pandemic? And so, but, you know, when we were talking, we were kind of talking about thoughts or ideas on how we can, you know, bring ourselves back to this positive place, bring ourselves and try to heal, because we do bury it. And when we bury it, what does that mean? You know, we're kind of not healing it. We're just putting it away temporarily on a shelf somewhere. And you know, I did some research on this today, especially like PTSD, and triggers, that kind of thing. And I could not believe the amount of information that's available on these subjects, which there's a lot of people struggling with them.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I just wish that the information's out there. I just wish the assistance was out there for people, because our health system in the United States for mental health is not the best kind of a system. And I think a lot mm-hmm. of people kind of get swept under the rug or caught up in that kind of a system and fall through the cracks, you know. I think that's why it's so important that each individual with the people that are, you know, I always say your sacred circle, right? Everything that we keep that's special to us, the people, the things, the situations and stuff that we keep in that sacred circle, that's really important to us. And I think we really need to keep our eyeballs on all the people that we hold near and dear and check in with them. And I think that's part of the thing that we have to step up and step into is we have to start taking responsibility for each other a little bit. And I think through, I don't know, just the way the world is pretty ugly right now out there. So we need to work on it, like, in our own place in the world, right? And just try to keep that and hope it continues to ripple out. But it's a tough time, that's for sure.
Yeah. And, again, you know, it's, well, you know, the other thing I just came to my brain is that there is still, in the United States at least, there seems to still be some type of a stigma that goes with, you know, mental health issues. And the thing of it is that it's so prominent, I don't understand that anymore. You know what I'm saying there, Barry?
Yeah.
Like, people keep it a secret because they're afraid that people are going to judge them. But if everybody that is diagnosed with something or not, but knows that they struggle, came forward, you'd probably find that 9 out of 10 people are 8 minimum, probably, you know, have some type of issue there. And so the stigma needs to go. I've always said if you had, say, like seizures, you would go and take medication for that, or you would find a way to heal or to stop having the seizures. And yet when you have, you know, other types of issues that happen within the brain, you feel guilty, you feel dirty, you feel whatever because of the way the United States portrays those illnesses. And
well, it's
so
human.
It's
human trauma, right? It's human trauma, and it's cultural trauma. And you know, I have many friends over in the UK and over in Australia, and they just look at the United States right now, and they feel for us. They're like, "Wow, you guys are really kind of chaotic right now," and we are. Like the big rug that was in the elephant, covering the elephant in the middle of the room, got pulled off, and all we're dealing with now is judgment and hatred and violence all around us every day. You can't put on the news and find anything good within the first 15 minutes. And that's hard. And I think of our kids, right? And my daughter's 29, but I still consider her young. She's a young person. And I just look at these people that are bringing kids into the world. And some of them are saying, I don't want to bring kids into this world because it's so ugly right now. But again, we each have to take up the mantle, even if it is one person at a time, to assist people and help them or just be there to listen. You know, it's kind of interesting. I know my daughter said to me a couple weeks ago when they were up here, she said, what were you doing on the phone? Well, I was on like the computer phone at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, well, somebody got a hold of me and they were not in a good place. And she says, why would you do that? I said, why wouldn't I?
Right.
You know, so like we all have to step up and kind of just, like I said, take on a little bit of that responsibility. That's the only way it's going to get better because there's just too many triggers out there. And
we have to have
really
the caring come back in, right?
Yeah.
It seems
compassion.
You know, I wonder, and I want your thoughts on this, Bear, but I kind of wonder, we've gone into this world where it's mostly text messages or Facebook or, you know, one of the social media sites. There's not phones. There's not as many personal connections. And so when you're stuck, like in the pandemic, you're not feeling that close connection, that in-person type of thing that we used to feel. You know what I'm saying there. It's like we used to go to each other's house. We didn't have cell phones, so when we met, we would literally talk to each other instead of watching our phones.
The thing I hate the most is you go into a restaurant, even up where I live, my daughter and David come up and we go into a restaurant. Everybody's got their phone. They're sitting at the table. Some of them are even texting each other, which I just think is the stupidest thing ever. You know, you're sitting there, put the phones away, let's talk. However, I agree with a lot of it that because of the pandemic and this, everybody couldn't go anywhere they wanted or they had to mask up or, you know, they were kind of isolated. I do think that in partially anyway, you could reach out to people and you could video talk to them. And I did a lot of that through the pandemic. And I can tell you, from even the other end, both of us, all of us that were doing it. I was over, I'm on Ghost Dimension with the kids and, you know, we get on there every day talking with people and sorting out their issues. If they had issues, they knew how to get hold of us. So it was kind of like, you almost have to take that responsibility and reach out if you're feeling crappy, I guess would be a way to put it. And know that there's people there that'll listen. And I think that's what got a lot of like my circle, my group and my network through. And they know that they can talk to anybody because we were all experiencing the same thing. So yeah, I agree. Part of it was because people didn't know how to handle, you hear the birds screaming, how to handle the new way of doing things. But I think a lot of that was the younger people because they're used to getting what they want instantly, instantaneously. It's very materialistic. You know, they're on their phones. They're doing this. They're doing that. But they're not looking at the world around them. So I think a lot of people that actually stepped up and took that active role of saying, hey, y'all okay? If you're not okay, reach out, you know? I think that helped a lot of people.
And, you know,
just my thought.
I've heard the younger people say, or act as though the people that they game with are the people that they're on the computer with. Are their friends, but they don't really know them, and then they don't even have like conversations with them. You know what I'm saying here? It's like, but they see them as friends because they get together every day and play a game. But they've never had what you might call an intimate discussion, and so you know, in that sense, they don't know who to reach out to. They can't really reach out to those people because they don't know them well enough unless they get on the game. You know, or whatever it is that they happen to be doing. And so I agree with you.
Because they're young. But don't you think it's kind of because they're young? Because I'll tell you, this is really something funny, and I actually I sent him something the other day. During the pandemic, you know, every Saturday night, a lot of people, I mean, you know, because people are used to going out Friday nights and Saturday nights. And I actually got, invited to go to a Zoom meeting, and it wasn't a meeting. It was just like kind of a gathering every Saturday through the summer. And it was with Dalen Spratt and Marcus and Joanne from the Ghost Brothers, right? So there'd be anywhere from 30 to 50 of us on this call, and we all got to know each other. We all have connected in real time. And we just sit and have a blast. And it was a way to everybody from what was going on, but it was also about kind of really sitting and talking about issues. And it wasn't paranormal that we were all talking about. We were just talking about what was going on in everybody's life. So, again, I think it just depends on the who. And I think that younger kids, and I would put them like mid-20s and younger, they're the ones that aren't equipped, I guess I would put it, to deal with stuff like that because their parents are not connecting with them. Families are not connecting. And I think that's one good thing that came out of the pandemic was people have to deal with each other. They have to get to know each other in a household or a family, right? Have to learn how to cook again, right? So just different things. So it was good and it was bad, I guess is what I'm saying, you know, one way or the other. It just depended how you took it.
Right. So the other thing that you and I were talking about on the phone was triggers. And, you know, I think everybody, pretty much like I said before, I think almost everybody has triggers, whether they realize it or not. And you were talking about that to me, and I told you, yeah, I have some too. And sometimes, you know, like I've always said, well, I've healed my past. Well, I still have triggers, and what does that tell you? That I really haven't healed all of my past. But I have learned by researching, especially during pandemic, when I had nothing else to do, my triggers are my own. They're not other people's responsibilities. And understanding that my behaviors during those triggered moments had nothing to do with the person that I was talking to. Everything to do with me. And I would say that's in reverse also. So, you know, you trigger somebody and they become suddenly angry or irritable or, you know, whatever emotion they bring out is because of their trigger and really has nothing to do with us. And, you know, I kind of compare it to, let's think about a hurricane. You know, we just had one of those too. And when we have a hurricane, we know that it's coming and we know, you know, that we know the devastation that it can probably cause. But do we blame the hurricane? No, we don't. You know, kind of similar in the sense of we need to learn that people's behavior is not always about us, just like the hurricane didn't come just because it was trying to make a point to us individually, you know?
Well,
it
goes back to expectations, right? People think, oh, well, so-and-so didn't call me. They were in town, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? That's your expectation of someone else's behavior. We're not responsible for that any more than somebody directing at us, hey, I don't like what you're doing or how you're doing it, and you should do it a different way. That's their expectations on us. So we're only responsible for ourselves. And I think that people forget about that sometimes in the heat of things. And your reaction, and, you know, I look at it, I was a hothead when I was younger. Oh, man. And even into my 40s, I was still a hothead. And then somewhere along the line, I just kind of learned that lesson that, hey, I can't be disappointed in them. Because that's my expectation on them. I don't know what's going on with them. So I think you have to kind of learn that and understand that and then examine exactly what you want and what expectations we set for ourselves. So, yeah, it's kind of about, remember how we used to get phone calls, call-ins all the time, and when we did Almost Heaven and when you did your shows and we'd have readers on or whatever. And what would people always ask? When am I going to meet the love of my life? Am I going to get a new job? You know, am I going to be able to buy a new house? Well, that's not what it's about. You know, if you get messages from spirit or just advice from people, it's a guide to help us choose what we want because we all have free will and choice. So it goes back to being responsible for ourselves.
Right.
And that's what they
always
forget. That's what people forget.
I could not agree more with what you just said. I think we everybody tends to want to blame something other than themselves. It's like so much easier to open someone else's closet than to open our own. And so,
100%.
You know,
it can get deep and scary in that closet, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I opened my closet, oh my gosh, my house would probably be filled up, right? And so, I mean, I will admit that, you know, I have a ton of stuff in my closet. You and I just prior to the show, we were talking about our personal issues with family. And and so, you know, it's like, I think I want the listeners to understand that none of us, not one of us, is perfect or has a perfect life. You know, never put somebody on a pedestal, because those that try to portray that they're perfect are probably not being completely honest. And it's kind of why I initially called the show Keeping It Real with Cindy, because I wanted to keep it real.
Yeah.
And I mess up
all
the time.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to take another spin on that one, because we all are perfect. Okay, we all are perfect, but we're perfect.
And I know
in
where you're going, and I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're perfect in our imperfections. And because we are all different and have all those perfect imperfections, we are woven together like a web. And people don't understand that, too. They think it's like, oh, that's that hokey holistic stuff. And it's like, no, really, it's not. Everything is dependent on each other and everyone, from the elements to the creatures of the world to the
kind of like the rain
people.
And the plants, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. 100%. And people just don't understand sometimes how much you can impact without realizing you are. Like if you're walking down a hallway or you're walking in a store and you look up at somebody and you smile at them and say hi, even if you don't know them, or say, hey, have a good day. You know, I hope you have a great, you know, weekend or whatever. It impacts the rest of their day. I mean, it's way better than during the pandemic. I was in a store and I was in the aisle and I didn't have my glasses, so I couldn't see stuff. So I was trying to figure out where I was looking for, you know, what I was looking for, where it was. And I'm kind of squinting and looking down an aisle, and there was a family, a husband and his wife, and he had two kids in the cart, and I don't know, I wasn't even looking at him, and he come up to me and started screaming at me, like, what are you looking at? I'm like, sorry, I wasn't looking at you. I was trying to find something. Well, it sure looked like you're looking. And it's like, those are like things that people are just so radically raging everywhere. And we have to kind of simmer that down a little bit. And we're all responsible for our own simmering down, so to speak, you know?
We can't do that for anybody else. They have to take their own responsibility. And, you know, we might want to fix the world, but we can't. But I do agree with you when you said where. And actually, if you go to my wall on Facebook, you'll see that my saying is perfectly imperfect. And so my daughter bought me that T-shirt. And I am. You know, it's like I'm perfectly imperfect. And so I agree with you in the sense of, yes, we're all perfect, but we all have imperfections, which is kind of the beauty of it all. I mean, isn't diversity one of the gifts that we're given? And so people
that
need to
and
see
freedom
that.
Of choice, right? That's the other thing people don't realize too. It's freedom of choice, you know. You don't have to do what other people think you're supposed to do, you know, and take some responsibility. People don't realize that when they step into their own power, and I don't mean power like plugging something into an electric wall or some, you know, big leader of a country or anything like that, but step into your own power, owning who you are and what you can do with the people and the things that affect you around you in a positive way. And I know it's hard sometimes to do that, often, especially the world we're living in right now, but we all have to at least try to do it. And I think we all have in us to be able to do it. We just have to begin to think like that.
Right. And sometimes that can be hard. Sometimes I think people just need to turn off from social media for a while, sit back, take a few deep breaths. If you can, you know, just take some time alone for you, and reflect instead of, I mean, you get on social media, And here's the other thing. You get on social media, and people are always writing in social media, all I'm seeing is negativity. Okay, that is another choice, because there might be 15 negative posts when I log in to Facebook. But there are three that make up for those 15, and I choose to focus on the three.
Yep. We have to. And I don't think people even realize it. I think they kind of go down the rabbit hole. I used to do that, and I've actually made sure that I don't do that anymore. I just don't engage with it unless it's really something blatantly cruel. I usually don't, because I get put in social media jail all the time if I do, and I've just stopped doing it and I, as much as I can, you know.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work to add more negatives. It just creates
It's like throwing fuel on the fire because these negative people are looking for more negativity to keep their fire on going. And so, you know, it's why I stopped, and I used to be the same, you know, but now I see it as this person is struggling. And, you know, I've had people call me up and crying and telling me what an awful day they had. And as they're telling me the story, I'm finding so many blessings within their story. And so I let them finish. And then I tell them, you know, I'm not trying to take away from how you feel, but I'm going to now tell you what I got from what you just said to me. And, you know, the person, and I'm just giving it for instance, I'm getting ready to leave for work, and I'm running late because my alarm didn't go off, and I know my boss is going to be mad at me because I was late 2 days ago. And then I get on the road, and there's a horrible accident, and so they made me take this detour, which I'm like, okay, wait. Did you ever think that maybe your guides were protecting you, because if you would have left on time, you could have been part of that accident?
Yeah.
So you're a little late for work, but you weren't part of the accident that you could have been in had you have left when you normally do. And, you know, it's like we need to try. It's hard sometimes. Boy, for me too, and I'll tell you what, I don't always do it. But we need to try to find something positive to take away, because there's enough negativity out there already.
Well, I live on my own, and I have a network of people that I can call, or just if I need to talk, just, you know, just everyday stuff. And, you know, people look at me like, and actually it was funny, but I have the birds. I have the gray. I have two lovebirds, and a rescue place brought me up a horrible place and just said, would you take them for us? I'm like, yeah, I guess, you know. So they brought them up. Well, I had them split up, and the lovebirds and the gray were in my room. The gray was a recent addition in September, but the Keats had been with me for a couple of years, but I had them in the front room by the lake where I work with my art, all my artwork and what have you out there. And they're not birds that come out of the cage because of the way they were treated, but I'm good with them, and I talk to them, and they're sweet. Well, my daughter, when she was up here 2 weeks ago, she says, now that you switched a room all around, why don't you, those Keats don't need to be out there by themselves. They should be in here with the rest of the birds. And I just kind of looked at her like, okay, you know. And so she brought the cage in and she put it in. This flock makes me get out of bed every morning because I need to. I need to get up, not just for them, but for myself. And they keep me alive. They keep me going. They amuse me. They entertain me. They're smart as all get out. And these Keats are actually very seldom are quiet during the day and part of the night, more active than they ever were. So I've developed like my own circle, right, within my own house. So if we need to push out of a dark place, or if we need to move forward, and a lot of us have health issues, a lot of us, I mean, look at you with your bubble wrap, you know, And a lot of us, it's been, you know, it's been rough for me since 2015, and I'm still not out of it. And yet I find a way to give myself purpose each day to make that push. And everybody needs mm-hmm. to do that. I've got, like I said, my critters here. I like being by myself. I don't would never, ever, ever want to live with anybody again. I like being my own boss, right? Some mm-hmm. people need that. But, again, you have to find what works for you to be able to get yourself to push. And we all have to make that effort to push through it one way
right.
or another. Like you got your new little pup that you got. What a
right.
great pup. How much has mm-hmm. that pup added to your lives? Yeah, they can
oh
be a pain
God.
In the butt. They
oh,
take
yeah.
care. But look at the energy. And you just think of her and you laugh, right?
Yeah. And, you know, she's oh. hilarious. She's a good girl for me, not so much for Wayne, which, by the way, I'll bring him on just to say hi because I promised I would. But she's, you know, she's so full of energy. She gets me going every day.
Yep.
And, yeah, we all need something like that. You know, even, I mean, just changing our thought habits,
mm-hmm.
you know, clearing our mind. If we have negativity come in, push it out with something else. You know,
change your routine.
Right.
Something is easy, pulling like a computer chip out of the routine you're in and that continuous circle over and over. Change it up.
Mm-hmm.
And make
right.
it fresh, you know?
Right.
There's so much that we're capable of doing as humans, but it's like, I don't know, I swear.
We hold
like,
ourselves back.
Yeah.
We do.
I'm 61, and I swear
back.
To God, people are the laziest I've ever seen them. Just lazy
yeah.
people. They don't want to work. They have nothing but BS to spew and negativity to spew at people. They rather be hateful than kind. And to me, that's just not my world. So
yeah.
we do have...
Well, and you know, I see that where we were talking before. I see that as being something that they're struggling with and really has nothing to do with the person they're lashing at. And that's what people need to understand. The world takes everything so personally. And, you know, when a person is being mean, they're not happy. And I've never met a mean person that was happy. And so understanding that they're unhappy and just being thankful that you're not them and sending them some good wishes and moving on. You know, you can't fix them.
No, you can't fix them, but you can also add to your own world. You know, over the past few years, I've gotten to know my mail carrier, and I adore him and his wife. I mean, I absolutely adore him. If he has mail out on my box on the road for 3 days, he grabs all that, and he'll come up and knock on the door just to make sure I'm good. Because I'm good to him, and I talk to him, and I ask how they are. I know my FedEx, and I know that may sound really dumb, but I know my FedEx guy. I know my UPS guy. They all wave and say, hi, how you doing, you know, and not because
mm-hmm.
of who they work for. It's because they know us. So it's like we have to input positives into the world around us, and that, again, it goes out like a ripple where other people, it may just make their day. They might have had a crappy day all the way up until they saw you. And just
right.
because you asked them what they were doing or how their day was or, hey, how's the wife or how are the kids, you know, it
mm-hmm.
means that someone cares and that changes
right.
their day. So,
yeah
it's a lot out there right now for sure.
Well, and we actually have a caller. Bear, do you want to bring the caller on?
Oh, I don't care. Sure.
Oh, we just lost them. They were there, and then they were gone. And
they got
so, I know, they got... And, you know, Ken just said that he could not get into chat, so, you know, this is BTR, so who knows what is
yeah.
going on here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys, if you
get
can't get in.
Yeah,
I'm sorry if you can't
chat.
Get into chat. Yeah, or if you're, you keep getting knocked off of the phone lines, I'm sorry about that, too. Who knows? We're okay. I do have a caller, but I don't think they want to come on air. They went over. They've changed Blog Talk so much, you guys just have to, like, give me a little time here to relearn all of this, but they've changed it, and now there's another section, and I don't know if this person wants to, I'm assuming that they don't, because they're not in the queue. So, but I do agree with everything that you were just saying. I just feel like I used to have, we owned a house in Bradenton for years and years in Florida, and for 13 years. And we had an elderly woman that lived in the house next to us, and she was alone. And if I didn't see her for a while when we were there, I would go knock on her door and make sure she was okay. The mailman came to me once and said, she hasn't taken her mail out of the mailbox, and I'm concerned. So I went over there. You know, just knocked on the door and simply said, I don't mean to bother you, but are you okay? And she said, yeah. And, you know, she said, yeah, I'm fine, but she did struggle with depression. And so, you know, just letting people know in the simplest ways, like you just described yourself, that somebody is interested, somebody cares, you know, that we're there for each other.
I'll tell you what, and this is something I do all year, and actually I call her Mama Betty. She owns part of the art gallery in town. She's 85, and I adore her, and she usually goes down to Florida for the winter, but this year she's selling the house in Florida, and she's staying here. She lives about 5 minutes from my house. But what I do is twice a week, I'll call her at the beginning of the week and I'll say, okay, I'm making 2 days this way. What do you want? And I give her options for food. And what I do is I cook enough for her and me, and then I don't drive anymore. So she comes over and I just walk it out to her to the car. I'm sharing a meal with an elder. You know, this is an elder that was teaching most of her life kids and teaching classes, and she worked in school systems, and she traveled the world, and just sitting and talking to them and finding out what they did. You know, people think all the old people never did anything. Well, they were younger at one time, you know? So it's interesting to find out. So if people would even do that, like, you know, just interact.
It's so easy, and it doesn't cost a dime.
It does not.
It doesn't cost anything just to be or, you know, like during pandemic, I had friends that were alone, and I would make a meatloaf and, you know, cut it in half and drop it off for two of my friends just by opening the car window and handing it out. And, and you know, they were so grateful for that. And,
well,
you know, that didn't cost
me
that much.
But it comes back and forth for us constantly. So, you know, like with Betty, with Mama Betty, it goes back and forth because, like, I'll make the main meal and she'll maybe make a salad and dessert, you know? So we all get to try something different. And that's just
it help us to help someone else there?
Oh, yeah, not a lot. The reward is great. So, yeah, that's what I would say. The reward is far greater than...
Yeah, I mean, it puts our mind in a good place if we're, you know, depressed or sad or whatever, and suddenly we decide, okay, I'm going to do this for this person. Suddenly your mind is in this way better place, and you're not only helping them, but they want to help you back. So now you've got this communication going on that, you know, that is way better than social media right now. Social media just some days really sucks, and it pulls people down, and there's arguments, and there's, you know, everything you can imagine, people complaining. You know, I don't get on very often anymore. I mean, I'm on for a little bit. I get off. I have the dog now. And so, you know, it's like I get on there. If I see a bunch of negativity, I don't give it any energy. I think this is not about me. This is not, has nothing to do with me. This is someone, if I see someone is sad, yeah, I'll reach out to them and send a private message if you need to talk. I'm here. But, you know, argumentative people, don't even waste your time. It's not about you.
Yeah,
it's not about whomever they're arguing with. It's about them. And
I don't. I've unplugged a lot. I still am active because of Ghost Dimension with Sean and Bex, and I still do the stream for readings and stuff. And I get on every day because I have to check, because I do my artwork, I do my readings, and I have to check my messages and all that. But basically, I've unplugged a whole lot, especially over the past 3 or 4 years, just because I had to, because I have to deal more with what's going on with me. So, yeah, you know, but you can get on there and put positive stuff up. You can get on there and engage in positive stuff. And I think that's awesome. You know, I have people crying at me all the time. Where's Mango? Where's Pip? You know, so I'll put stuff up during the week with them so they can see them, because it is joy. It is something fun. It's not something that's cruel or hateful or any of that. And there's just so much of that going on. You gotta throw the stone and make that ripple go out in the water for sure.
And it just like you said earlier, it's up to us, each of us individually, to make the choices as to what we want in our day. And if we want positive, then we need to put some out there. And, you know, you get it back when you put it out there. I just sent a text message to my girlfriend telling her, just in case nobody had, that she's awesome and beautiful and that I loved her. And, and you know,
it's just
because I felt like she needed to hear that today. And it was didn't cost me a dime. It just took maybe
it's interesting.
A minute.
It's interesting because I know I've got clients that I've had for years, but they're kind of, well, they're still clients, but they're also kind of family. So it's funny when some of them will like text, or if I'll text them, hey, I'm thinking about you, hope things are good, or, you know, with whatever had been going on with them. And it's like, wow, well, why are you doing that? You know, was the first thing, well, because you matter. And I said, I'm not talking about reading or any of that. I just want to make sure things are going okay. You know, I'm checking in. Because that's what we do. That's what we should do as human beings.
We've given so many ideas tonight on things to help not only other people, but to help improve your own mood and to help lift you to feel better about what's going on around you. And it is up to us to do that. Nobody can do that for us. And we can take one little thing that's negative and give it way too much energy when we have, you know, 25 other things around us that we're not paying attention to that are positive.
And well, I don't know about you, but spirit usually takes me and smacks my head into the proverbial wall when I'm not paying attention, and they yell at me and tell me, wake up, wake up, wake up. This is what you should be seeing, and this is what you need to help with. And it's like, okay, I'm getting up.
Go ahead. I just said go ahead. So
I was just going to say, you know, Daniel, you know, the Cesarios, Robin Cesario and her husband, Vince, and Daniel's death anniversary was the 29th. And I'll never forget that day because he was supposed to be coming up to meet me here in Michigan. and he passed. And I laugh because they're always around me. He's like, he's kind of like a little nudge, you know,
mm-hmm.
so you hear from him often. And that's another thing that I tell people, you really need to open yourself to spirit. Don't have to go around looking for it, because they're all around us and they love us and they want to assist us and help us. And that's just really super important, because everybody has that ability to do that. And I know this time of year especially is really hard for a lot of people who have lost loved ones and in whatever way. You know, it's always hard to get through the holidays, right? But they need to understand they're right around them, but just in a different energy form. And, yeah, they're pushing.
Do one of their favorite things. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do one of their favorite things on the holidays. Don't not do what you know they would have loved, because they're here and they're joining in the fun. But I got to tell you, with what you just told me, right before I decided I was going to start these shows back up, I kept seeing the same, and you're into this stuff, I kept seeing the same series of numbers over and over. I'd wake up in the middle of the night. I'd look at the clock during the day. I'd be out somewhere and see a license plate, but I kept seeing the numbers 444. And what 444 means, and you probably know this, but is that the angels are with you and supporting you and telling you that you're doing the right thing. You're following in the path that you should be. And so that's why I put bubble wrap around myself today. And because I was like, oh, but I will tell you, oddly, our internet went out. It was out for hours today. And I'm like, as long as it comes back on by 7. But, you know, every single time I've tried to restart the show, I've broken an ankle, I fell and hurt my knee. We were out of electric because of the hurricane. You know, it's been something. And I get these fours, and then today my internet goes down. So
I'll be happy to tell Daniel to come over by you and drive you crazy, because just before you actually got hold of me about doing the show, I woke up at 2:12 two nights in a row to Flintstones, Meet the Flintstones, and it was audible because everybody woke up in the house, the cats, the birds, they were all like looking like, what is going on? And I woke up and they were still singing it. So I'll be happy to send him over by you. No problem.
Yeah. Thanks, but you can keep them. And I had Flintstones for years with the kids and the grandkids, which, by the way, I think everybody knows now, but
yeah,
I just had a great grandbaby.
Yeah,
I am like, so in love with this baby. And I got to go up and see her and hold her and feed her and do all of that. So that's my wonderful news. On the 9th, though, I go and get my plate and screws out. Although I'm having another show on the 8th, but I'm having it at noon. So anybody that can't come, it's Lisa Bisson. Anybody that can't come, it'll be recorded. As most of you know, you can go over and listen to it later if you want to. But Bear, I think you're amazing. And for those that didn't hear earlier, Bear is now an admin on my wall, because she should be. And she pretty much took care of that the whole time I was gone. And, of course, I always like sending my kudos out to Ken, because Ken has been my angel for years.
Oh, my brother, yeah.
Yeah, he is, like, one of the best people. I love him dearly. And all of you, I've missed everybody. I was a little afraid after all this time of not doing a show that I was going to trip over my own tongue, but I told Bear it's called keeping it real, right?
Yeah. Well, you heard your husband. You got to get him on to say hi.
Yeah, I'm going to get him on real quick. Let me make sure he's got himself set up. Hey, Wayne, I'm going to pull you on air because I told everybody, are you ready? Do you have your earpiece in? Okay. You'll find something. Okay, we got to give him some trouble.
Yeah.
And here, live on the air, is my lovely husband, Wayne. He was going to be in the background screening calls. Wayne, are you there?
No.
Why don't we just play Wayne's World? I wish I had that clip right now, Wayne. I'd be going, Wayne's World.
Yeah. Do you know what you said to me right before showtime? Okay, I'm going to embarrass you now, honey. That he was going to go into the bathroom like he did on one of my previous shows. He forgot I was on air, went into the bathroom, did his thing, flushed the toilet, and it was heard by everybody that was listening to my radio show.
Yeah, but that's okay. At least you weren't doing a video stream. If you're doing a video stream, then you might get more people to come. But hey, you know.
You know, there's an idea. And hey, honey, what do you think? Do a video stream?
I'll bring you over. I've got room in my studio. I'll put you up over there, Cindy. Wayne, you can come too.
So
you can
Wayne,
even film right from your place.
What do you think, Wayne? Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. Badass producer is back.
So, that's what he calls himself, the badass producer. And although you didn't have to produce much tonight. Huh?
Now, how many years has it been? Two?
How many years?
A lot of years.
Yeah, I don't even know. I have no idea. It's been way a lot. So 15 maybe? I don't know.
Let's float the video around a little bit. And maybe after the holidays are over, I'll put you guys up and you can do a video stream of your show.
Yeah, then I'd have to put clothes on and you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, I can sit here in my PJs with my hair in a ponytail.
Well, yeah, but that would be totally okay because it's keeping it real, right?
Oh, that's true. Okay. So, all right, honey, I'll let you off the air because I know this is killing you.
Yeah. I got a
call. All right, so we have a couple of callers here anyway, Bear. I was only going to do an hour show, but I put it on for 90 because this happens every time. And so I'm going to see who we got coming in today. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Who's calling?
This is Rito Frito, or Sarah.
Sarah?
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
How about you?
It's gone. It's going, and maybe gone. There's been a lot of movement in the past 24 hours, and it's positive movement, but just been really fast and kind of exhausting.
You know what, Sarah? I think that's what we had talked about, that once it happened, it was going to go like a rubber band, you know, what do you call those things, Cindy, that you put the rock in the rubber band? A
slingshot,
right?
Yeah.
So has the slingshot happened, Miss Sarah?
It has, but not the one that we were talking about, but it's definitely a slingshot.
Oh, well, is it at least a halfway positive slingshot?
I'd say so.
Good.
Oh, good.
That's what we
good. Like. It's what we like to hear.
Yep, absolutely, 100%.
So, are you going to give us a little hint as to what?
Well, we had, my mom and I are both involved in the community, and we had a community meeting last night, and it was very organized. And there's been a lot of corruption in our local government, and the government officials saw that we're serious about when we say that we want change. And there was a lot of positive feedback from the public, and
Yay.
So much so that they want another meeting on Monday. There might be a job in it come January for my mother and possibly for me, though I'm hoping I'm employed in another area. But
Very.
Keep envisioning it, putting it out there in positives. You'll get there.
You will.
I should hope so.
It's, yeah, just keep the positive flow going. I mean, the more we put out, you know how that works, the more we put out that's energetically positive, the better outcomes we have. We're not looking for disasters. We're looking for something good. And so I will help with
her
that.
Mom, these two, and especially Sarah's mom, has been for a long time, I believe, correct, Sarah, that your mom's been involved with change and helping the community and all these positive things. And now it's kind of time, the way I look at it and the way I hear it in my head all the time, is that she gets paid her due, right? Because of all the good that you've done. It's kind of like karma coming back in a very healthy, good way for both of you. So I think you guys are going to be looking good. It's going to take a while yet, but I think by the first part of next year, which is not that far away, you guys will be doing really good.
Well, it's interesting to say that. We've been going through a housing situation where it felt like the universe was telling us it was time to maybe move out of the area or figure out someplace else. But with everything that's happened in the past 48 hours, it's like, no, this is the area you're supposed to be in. So
yep.
I don't think it's mixed messages, but I have no idea where the next rung on the ladder is supposed to be for us. If we're supposed to stay in our current dwelling and that gets fixed, or if we're supposed to find another home within the area, or if we're going to be transplanted out, but I should hope that we can stay to see this thing through.
Yeah, I would think that if you keep your mind open to the change that's coming in and not think about a week from now, think about the moment you're in right now and just do it a moment at a time. Stuff will happen on its own because that's the way it's been set up. So it's like, you know, one thing after another, like a domino thing. So once it starts, it's going to run, and you're going to have that run, and it's going to come at you guys like boom, 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 and you'll have nothing but positive options.
Well, I'm looking forward to that there.
Yeah, well, I would say your blessings are on the way and already started, so you hang tight to that, okay? And tell Mom I said hi. Send her my love as well, eh?
Well, she's actually in the queue, I believe.
Oh, okay. I think I see her on there, so we'll pick her up next.
Okay.
I love you, Sarah. Huh? You take care, eh?
Thanks. Thanks for
we
calling
love you
in,
too.
Sarah. All right.
Oh,
see
thank
you later.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So we're going to pick up 913-605. Okay, I'm waiting. You're live and on the air. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Mom.
Hi, Mom. And so how are you?
It's like you guys are psychic.
Well, it sounds like you got some...
First, I want to say, Cindy, I'm so glad to talk to you. It's been so long.
I know,
I'm
right?
I'm really glad you're doing this again. And I want to say congratulations for the new additions in your family. And
thank you.
I want to say that you need to move back to Missouri. We need you here. So with that being said.
I think he's a long shot. I like warmth. And so I'm here, but I'm here too. On Blog Talk Radio. And so I'm planning on having shows coming up, and I'm doing a little bit of more than I used to, though. I'm going to do the spiritual shows, but I'm also going to do some interviews with some musicians that I can post on another wall that I do for the Key West Musicians Festival. And just as a heads up for all the listeners today, and I'm going to get back to Bear here in a minute because she's probably got a thing or two to say too. But we have Lisa Busan next Thursday at noon. I have in the lineup that I haven't scheduled yet, Leanne Thomas. I don't know if you guys remember Jackie LeBeau.
Oh, no.
Jackie LeBeau is like awesome.
Oh,
Pat Longo's coming back. Melissa Kulis said she'd probably come back. I have a girl that I think you guys are going to love by the name of Trish Yancey that said she would come on. I also have a person that can help us with healing by the name of Kay Fallstrom. And that's just my start because, you know, I just came back. And so I'm lining people up. And
smile to having when I saw you and Bear going to be on it together. I was like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
So,
I had to do Bear first. She's my angel woman, and so she's my first.
Two of my favorite people. Two of my all-time favorite people, and I am grateful that you both are doing this.
Thank you.
Grateful for all that you do, for everyone that you do, because I know, Cindy, people you don't even know who you lend a hand and you lend an ear and you stop them from going over the edge is so phenomenal, especially when things are critically so hard right now. And I really just want to thank you for doing that, because I remember there was a time where you helped me to not go over that edge. And I am forever grateful, and I am ecstatic that you're going to do what you do best in helping people.
Thank you. I'm blushing, by the way. And so, you know me, I'm just a regular everyday person like everybody else.
Which we could see if she was doing video stream. Yeah.
And she's just
going to
keep
blush.
Pushing. She wants me to have
talking
to put
like yard
stream,
Bear?
Huh?
Are you talking like if she like yard stream?
Yeah, stream yard, yep. I'm telling you.
She just wants me to get dressed. I'll have my dog on with me. You can have your bird.
Only the manual is included, right?
Yeah.
I'll have Sadie on. You can have the birds and the cats on, and we'll just have a big party.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, my dogs would go crazy.
We need to do this after the year.
When my dogs hear her birds in the back, they're looking around like, where are they? Where are they?
Can you imagine if Sadie was on there and she's barking? But she's in the crate right now because she'll be 7 months old, so she's still a puppy, and she can get a little wild with her zoomies. I've been having so much fun tonight, and I'm really, really glad to be back. I think it was the right time. I'm finally healing from all of my, you know, gracefulness.
Good God.
So, although I do have surgery again on the 9th, and then I'm thinking it won't be more than a few days to a week for me to heal because they're just taking the plate and screws out. But, yeah, I told Bear at the start of the show when we were on here alone, I was a little nervous tonight because it's been so long since I've done a show. And yet, this is something that I love to do, just like Bear.
And you're
good
at it.
I just want to keep it real.
And we love you for it. So, you know, it's a win-win all the way around.
And I love you guys. You know, I was missing everybody something fierce. And I bought the Blog Talk. I've been paying for Blog Talk for at least a year because I planned on doing a show, but that's when I broke my ankle. And so I you know, I was kind of out for a while with that. And then I went to visit Robert the Doll. So you guys, some of you guys might like this story. I went to visit Robert the Doll with my grandson's girlfriend and my daughter. And I was doing a VIP tour, which basically meant you did the tour with the storytelling, and then afterwards they just give you the tools of the trade, and you can go around with those and try to pick up, you know, information from spirit. And I walked out of the building and then walked back in, and it was pitch black. I forgot to grab a flashlight before I left, and I tripped. So I left Robert right next to his case, a blood sample. I fell.
You know how I feel about that dang doll, so yeah.
I know. Yeah. I know Robert really well. I've been in there so many times, it's not funny. And yet I fell, this is probably too much detail, but I'll just say my flip-flop and the floor had a big puddle of blood in it, so I left that for Robert.
Well, you can say this. He'll never forget it.
Yeah. I think I grossed out the tour guide.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, we're going to do a Spiritually Paranormal after the holidays, and you're going to come on video, and we're going to talk about Robert the Doll, and we're going to talk about other stuff. So you just
okay.
can pen it in.
Yeah, I spent
That's
a lot of time
cool.
with Robert. And that is a great tour, and he has gotten some of the best tour guides out there. If anybody is ever in Key West, you need to go to the museum and see Robert the Doll. And, I mean, there's so much more to that fort than just Robert.
Yeah.
You know, the Civil War fort. And
oh, that
so
fort is something.
Yeah.
My daughter actually went on both tours, and she said how impressive it was. They really enjoyed themselves out at the fort.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember when I was down there.
He's probably going to start a couple of more tours coming up in the future, but I can't talk about that yet. Just to give you a heads
sure
up as listeners to the show.
Sure you can.
So, yeah, it'll be fun. But anyway, I want to thank you so much, Bear, for all that you've done for me, for the listeners, and just being on the show with me tonight.
Bear,
oh, I love
is
you.
Incredible, incredible, incredible. And I have one question for you, Bear.
Okay, love.
Just a small question.
Okay.
I shouldn't say we. Is my health going to improve anytime soon, or I can?
I think after what you don't even have to finish because what's going on is, because of all the stress you've been carrying, once that's relieved, I think your health will come back to where it needs to be. But again, what I just told Sarah is for you too, is don't think a week down the road or 2 weeks down the road. Just stay in the moment and keep that faith, and things will be getting better. I know they will. I felt it before, and you just have to have that faith that it will.
I can tell you that as far as that court thing went, it's now going to go to trial in February.
Mm-hmm.
I will go without an attorney because I don't have one. But it makes it, you know, that much more for me to stay involved in fighting for equity, inclusion, and diversity in my community,
mm-hmm.
in every which way but loose. I was, you know, glad. Sarah was talking about the turnout last night. It was a quick meeting, and I was surprised at the numbers that came. And, like, all day there's been phone call after phone call.
I wasn't.
But I was, you know, helping people, and even if I'm
turn.
It's important to me.
But you understand that it's your turn. it's your turn to get back what you've given. You've given so much of yourself. Right now, again, and I keep hearing this over and over, and Cindy, you pipe in if you need to, but I keep hearing over and over, live in the moment. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about the day after that. Just live in the moment, and there's going to be a lot of blessings that are going to be heading your way, but things are shifting, like a big shift right now for a lot of people. And like Cindy and I were talking in the beginning, I think many people are vibrationally changing, and a lot of us have health issues. Like Cindy has her leg, you know, I have my back, and, you know, a lot of other people have a lot of other issues. So we just have to kind of go with that and believe in the universe. Yeah. And, you know, I sit and I put prayer up to Creator God and the universe every day, and I know it's going to get better. It's just taking time because there's so much chaos right now. Everybody has to rise above that to be able to hear above the white noise. And if we don't, or you're discombobulated because you're like, what is this? That's what we're all being challenged to be moved up vibrationally. At least that's what I'm being told.
Well, I want to thank you for, you know, the shows that you have during the day and the evening. And I want to thank you for all that you give and how true to yourself and to honesty and compassion that you do all the time. It is so gratefully noted and welcomed, and it makes me extremely grateful to
I'm okay. Uh-oh. Sorry, guys. She ended up somehow over.
We
lost the last couple of minutes. All right. Because...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't your fault. It was Blog Talk moved you over to the green room, and I had to move you back to live. And Wayne's not even on anymore. It was just Blog Talk, but you know,
spirit,
I'm used to that.
Spirit's fooling with you. That's what's going on.
Yep.
Well, God
but
bless.
But you know what? I could not agree with Bear more. And I think I've said this before, which is we the more positive that we can stay, the more positive that goes out. If we're looking for negative, negative will show up. And so try to, you know, if a negative thought comes in, replace it, even in an argumentative way, with a positive thought. So, you know, something comes in that you don't like, you just say, that's not how it's going to be. And this is how it's, you know, it's going to be. And keep those positive vibes moving, that energy going, you know?
Yeah.
And I think I agree with Bear. I feel like, you know, things are changing, and things are changing for everybody. You know, and I mean, I have so many stories I could tell you that I could have put a negative spin on. You know, everybody's asking me what kind of damage we got from the hurricane. And he said, well, we had a little bit of damage on our pool cage on one section, but somehow it worked out perfect because it gave us a place to put the generator and put the cords through the pool cage. That limb put a hole in my pool cage was perfect for the cords for the generator.
That's great.
We have to find a positive spin to put on whatever we can with all of the negativity that's been around. And
well, you know, I
so
never thought that I would. Right, I never thought I would have to go to court to file an order of protection from bullying from an elected official. I never thought that someone would
threaten
me.
As an elected officials, who thought about all these people that are in power right now? It's people, everyday people that put them there, and they are all bullies. So, and it's, I have to say that it's all sides, and I'm not going to make it political. It's all sides. They've all forgotten how to be human with compassion and empathy for each other. It doesn't matter where they're coming from.
You hit the nail on the head there. because when I had my meeting yesterday, I made it very clear. I don't care what side of the line you're on or the issue you're on. There is no room for disrespect or bullying. You will be put out.
Yep.
And as I said to the mayor tonight, you know, that's my big thing. You don't have to agree. You don't have to like or whatever, but you cannot be so thoroughly, evilly unkind and bullying to anyone. It's never acceptable. So that's in my doing what I'm doing and fighting for the people and equity and, you know, in the utility system and everything else is not to do it with malice.
Nope.
You know,
you kill them with kindness.
You can recall them out of their seat, but you don't have to be ignorant. You know, you can have them replaced, but there doesn't have to be violence, doesn't have to be swearing, doesn't have to be any bad wishing, you know. And so I don't want any of that garbage at all. And so I was really surprised that as many that came out, everybody was very kind. There was not malice. And a lot of the calls I got today said, your meeting was different than most. There wasn't an attack. I said, there doesn't need to be an attack.
Right.
It's not, you know, we are all humans.
Good deal.
You know, it's okay to disagree, you know.
Yeah.
So I totally agree. It is all side. It is not one-sided. It is not a partisan, you're ignorant, and this one is not because they're part. That's garbage. It's all sides. You're absolutely right. I truly believe that. But thank you. We love you, and I appreciate both of you.
When we have to, we're going to get ready to wrap the show up. But I'm so glad that you called in. Thanks for taking your time to call into my first show back.
Well, we love you guys. We love you both.
Yeah. And I hope to see you on another show.
You bet.
All right.
All right, you guys. Have a good one. We will catch you later.
You too.
Kiss Mango for us.
Okay, I will.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so Bear, again, thank you so much. And I wanted to let everybody know where to find you. Bear is on Facebook. Most of you already know this. But for those of you that don't, Bear is on Facebook. Bear also has a website. So you can go to BearMedicineWalker.com and find her and all of her art and all of her messages, which are beautiful. And so tell us more, Bear. What else?
Well, we're on Ghost Dimension. I work with Bex and Sean Reynolds from the UK over in London, and they do a lot of investigations. So I'm over on their page and on their YouTube. I'm on YouTube. I don't know. Just type in Bear Medicine Walker. You'll find me somewhere. I'm on Instagram.
Just Google
it. If you need something, yeah, just Google it. And I'm on Instagram. You can get a hold of me on my page, you know, inbox me or whatever. If I can help with you something with you, I'm happy to do it. And thank you so much. I really love this. BTR, man, that just blast from the past. But we're going to do. I'm not going to cut you out. You're going to come
but
in. We're going to do a spiritually paranormal in the first part of the year. I'm going to hold you to it.
All right, and we will do this again. You know that I love you. And, again, everybody, this woman is an angel. Thank you, Bear. And
you're
really
welcome,
gonna
and I love
tonight,
you.
But, yeah, you too. You can find me, Cindy, on Facebook only. I have a page called Keeping It Real with Cindy and Wayne. You can just put that into the search engine, and there I am. Anyway. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Again, I'll be back on Thursday the 8th with Lisa Buffon at noon Eastern time. And so I hope to see you there. Everybody have a great night. See you later. Bye-bye.
Night.